You are listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. This podcast is for insurance agents that are helping America's seniors with their financial choices. Here is your host, Christopher Westfall.
Hey, it's Chris. We're in Lisbon, Portugal right now on the Manhattan Life trip. It is middle of June 2018. Really cool setting in the background. Just want to share with you something that came across my computer screen with the support tickets. And this has been happening several times, so it's probably a good opportunity to address it. There are people who have been in our industry in a little similar niche field, and that's still the Medicare field, but they've been selling Medicare Advantage plans, and they wonder, the question is, how do I transition into Medicare supplements? Oftentimes, guys are having a difficulty moving from Medicare Advantage to Medicare supplements, and the biggest reason why, what I've found, and working with hundreds of these situations over the last 10 years, is when agents are used to doing Medicare Advantage, they're used to getting a signature, explaining that benefits are better than original Medicare, which it is in many cases, but all their close is getting a signature, just getting somebody's name on a piece of paper, and that's it. What these agents have a difficult time doing from there is actually collecting a check, a voided check, or banking information, actually taking money from somebody for a Medicare supplement policy. I don't know what the psychological hangup is, but they think that, you know, somewhere in the back of their mind, they think that the person's going to resist, and they think that's going to be an objection that somebody's going to pay for a Medicare supplement plan. What I've discovered in the world of sales is, if there's an objection in your mind, you're going to project that onto the client. So if you think that there's a problem with somebody paying for a Medicare supplement, whether it's $100, $150 a month, $180 a month, depending on their age and their location, if that's an objection that you have in your head, you are going to project that onto your client. And you're going to find that you're going to have a real hard time if you don't have it deep within you that you're doing a good service for them. When we're looking at a Medicare supplement versus Medicare Advantage, you're primarily looking at freedom. The ability to go to any doctor anywhere in the country. The ability to go outside of networks, to travel as often as they wish, to go get a second opinion, to go to the hospital of their choice. All the things that Medicare supplements are known for. And you really have to solidify in your own mind that there's an advantage to the Medicare supplement. And as a good agent, you should be presenting both options. Medicare Advantage is available, especially turning 65, the world is your oyster. Here's what Medicare Advantage offers. On the other hand, Medicare supplements offer more freedom, more flexibility, but at a price. But don't get hung up on the fact that you're going to ask them for money. They expect it. Most people turning 65 are coming from employer plans where they're used to paying a contribution toward their benefits, often with a much higher deductible, more restrictive networks, and higher copays than anything they'll find in Medicare supplements. So you have to be confident in what you're selling. You have to be your first customer. You have to sell yourself first. And once you are comfortable with the fact that what you're providing as a benefit is better than original Medicare, because good Lord, we know it definitely is, then you can go out there and present it. My friend Bobby that runs a call center has told me that if you have an agent that's trained first as Medicare Advantage, and then you try to get them into Medicare supplements to understand it, it's a far more difficult transition process for them to even pick up Medicare supplements, and that's true because they're so used to giving things away for free for just a signature. As opposed to if you bring somebody up in the Medicare supplement world first and then introduce them to Medicare Advantage, it's a lot easier of a transition because now they're adding something to what they've already been able to communicate as the extra value of Medicare supplements. So if you're coming from the world of Advantage, just know it's possible to get into supplements very successfully, but you have to be convinced first. You have to look at them side by side and the restrictions and the benefits of both Medicare supplements and Advantage and realize they both have their place, because they really do. But the tremendous advantage of Medicare supplements will help you with more consistent renewal income in the future, and you'll be in a different demographic if you're targeting people more likely to buy a Medicare supplement. Typically it's a higher income, higher caliber, you know, person based on the demographics, as opposed to the lower income people who are more inclined to get the free Medicare Advantage plans. But it definitely can be done, but it all has to start here first before it can start here and you can start making a living doing it. I'm Chris Westfall. Thanks for watching. From Lisbon, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Senior Agent Podcast. For more information and other episodes, visit senioragentpodcast.com.